welcome to Two Birds Motherhood. My name is Brittany.
And my name is Nora, and we're here to talk about all things motherhood.
Our goal is to bring you a weekly podcast where we discuss topics that we as mothers deal with every day.
And all throughout, hopefully pointing you back to Jesus.
So come on, friend, grab a coffee and come join the conversation. Hey, hey, y'all. So welcome to our first episode. We're so excited.
Oh my gosh.
This has been a dream come true. Like, how long have we been talking about this? For
at least over a year, because it was last year when we went to that homeschool conference and we planned. I have video I have video.
We must have texted for 2 hours straight.
Yeah, that was fun.
So we have oh my gosh, we have been talking about this for a long time, even longer than the 1 year. So the name of this is Two Birds Motherhood, right? What is Two Birds Motherhood? What does that mean? That's so weird. So it's basically two mamas coming together. We're just pointing each other back to Jesus, man. Every day we're pointing each other back to Jesus. It's literally an outward conversation of just us processing the things that we deal with as moms, as wives, as individuals, right? Like we face a lot of stuff in our day. And we literally send each other voice messages all day long. And we came to a point where we were like, dude, this is like good stuff that we're processing. And there's other moms. The more that we talked to other women, we realized, man, these women are going through this too. Right. And we need to be real life, y'all. We need to be dealing with, like, we need to be open about these things. Cause the more open you are, the more the better that you can be, the better you can deal with stuff so that you can move forward, you know? So two birds, right? Oh, boy, are we two birds.
Two old birds. We're not old, but two birds.
Right. So two birds came from us just having very similar situations happen literally on a daily basis. One of our kids would get sick. And the couple of weeks later, another one of the kids was getting sick, or I would have a migraine and 2 days later, she would have a migraine. Most recently, our husband's blood work is the same. So we literally, when I say that we do life together, I mean, we do life together. And anytime she goes through something, it's like, well, you're a bird, I'm a bird. I'm going through it too. And we talk about it and we're able to point each other back to Christ and just lift each other up. And that's basically what You're a Bird, I'm a Bird is. It's just us going through life together and understanding that we're not in it alone. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Two Birds Motherhood means. That's why we're here, man.
Yep. That's
so it. How did we become friends, Nora?
Well, we actually became friends. We met each other. I actually don't know how long ago it was. I mean, I'm trying to do the math 14? In my head, like it had to have been like 8 years ago. Eleanor's nine. So maybe it was 9 years ago. I don't know. But yeah. We met at church. I went. So, you know, when you go to church, you drop your kids off and whatnot. There's 10.
Oh, 10 years.
Well, yeah, I know that. But wait. Oh, yeah. She's going to turn 10 this year. You're right. Mm-hmm. I knew that. Let's just take a moment for that realization. I appreciate that.
Church anniversary.
I know, but still, you just told me my daughter's turning 10. Anyways, I knew that. But no, we met at church. So you know when you drop your kid off, well, most churches, they give you a little tag and gives you a little code on it. So if you see that code pop up in church, you know you got to go to the back and deal with your kid.
The walk of shame.
I try not to look. If it's not mine, I'm like, I'm not going to look and see who it is. They need to just be able to like duck out quietly. But so when, Jacob probably was 2 or 3 years. No. He had to be a little bit older than that.
No, he was older than that. Yeah.
He had to be like 5 or something. Yeah, he had to be like 5 at this point.
Yeah.
And or 4. I don't know. Whatever. Around that age. And at this point, he had been in daycare the whole time. We had been dealing with, I mean, like outside of church, he had been in daycare. So we've been dealing with like tons of stuff and just behavior wise and always being called like your kid is doing this. And we were in a big process with him, which we'll probably explain later. But so to get called back again, I was like, oh gosh, you know, just put on that, like, that wall. And I was like very defensive when I know I shouldn't have been, but I just was. Not that the people at church were that way, but just people in general were that way. And so
it was a trigger.
It was a trigger. Exactly. I hate that word, but it's true. And so I went back there and I'm like, oh, great, here we go. And I walked to the back and there is Brittany sitting under a table. And she's sitting with my kid who happens to be sitting under the table. I don't know why that was his thing. And that's where he wanted to be. And she just met him where he was at. And if you've ever met Brittany, you know that you like immediately feel comfortable and you know almost her life story within like, not her life story, but like, you know, a lot within like 5 minutes. And so I remember going home and telling my husband, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's this woman, her name is Brittany, and she has a husband and she has a kid that's a year younger than Jacob. And then another little one, and they're in the same season of life. And it was just comforting to see that somebody else was in that same season. And then I found out they also lived really close to us. So there pursued a Facebook stalking to where I found her, became friends with her. She was in a MLM. What is an MLM? Multi-level marketing?
Multi-level marketing. Yep.
Okay. We won't name it, but she was in one. And I joined because I had this idea of like, oh, I could make money. And then, but really, honestly, I just wanted to be friends and just hang out.
respect.
Right. Yeah. And so through that, we just became really good friends. We've walked through some heavy, heavy things in the past 10 years since she just did that math. And, you know, it's just everything from, you know, pregnancy loss, the death of family members, NICU babies, you name it. We've probably have walked through it at some point, right? Probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure.
So
yeah, that's pretty much it. That's where our friendship became what it is today, is literally walking through life and being extremely transparent, because there was no other way to be.
Well, and I think that voice text has really allowed us to be transparent, because you can say all the things that you wanted to on a voice text, and then you just push send and you don't listen to it. So there's no like delete. Like, I mean, of course you could delete, but yeah. Anyways,
that was in the days when iPhone did not let you delete, and you had to just be okay with whatever you sent. And then the pressure of trying to remember what you sent when they can't answer it because it erases after 2 minutes on your end.
Oh my gosh.
So you're like, did it go to the right person?
Oh, that's true. Apple, you got to do better. Okay. You have to do better, but
get your life together. Some of the goals we have with this podcast, right? Like, okay, great. You're two moms. You love the Lord. Your life is crazy and you're relatable, but like, what else? Like, what is this podcast even for? Right. We want to offer hope. Like, listen, finding Christ was as cheesy as the world would try to make this sound. Finding Christ was the cornerstone of me becoming who I am today and our relationship. I think that in any relationship, you need to have Christ at the center. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, the reason I have the marriage I have, the reason I have the relationship with my children, the reason this friendship is what it is today is because of our grounding in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because and us putting Christ at the cornerstone of our friendship. Because there was a lot of times that we had to remember why we loved each other and why we were there for each other. And I just know that without a shadow of a doubt, it is because of the hope we have in Christ that we have this friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is really, honestly, the rock on which this podcast stands, is Christ. And we want to prayerfully create a community where we can unapologetically mother and do it boldly, right? Do it.
For sure.
Let's just be honest. If you're going to be a mama, and if you're going to be a mama whose heart is to, like a heart of David, right, to be after Christ, then you're going to have to be bold. And you're going to have to gain some thick skin. And prayerfully, this podcast can be that for some mamas.
Right.
We want to remind mamas that it's hard. It's hard to be a mama, but it is such good work, right? Galatians 6:9 tells us to not grow weary in doing what is good, because in due time, if we do not give up, we will reap a good harvest. And so we just have to stand arm in arm, and it's hard to do it. You know what? Remember our mama, you ever heard your mama say it takes a village?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. My mom used to say that all the time. And I don't even think that they realized what they were saying when they were saying it, but it truly takes a village, right? And we just hope to be that village for you guys. Some of the topics we plan to discuss is, it will all surround pretty much around homemaking, building a family, and the biblical woman and what that looks like. Not that, listen, let's just be very clear. Nora and I are not perfect.
Right.
We are not theologians in a sense of, you know, we don't have all the answers for you, right? But what we do have is experience. We do have a heart for you. Mm-hmm. Truly. You need to know that. I know a lot of people will say that they're praying for their audience. We're praying for you, friend. But when I tell you that Nora and I have been praying over this and the obstacles that we've had to overcome, and we'll continue to overcome, because let's be honest, this is just day one, right? But when we get comfortable with you guys, we'll talk about the time we tried to figure out how to record this, okay? So, library, okay? Mm-hmm. But we don't have all the answers. I know that we have a heart for you, and that's what we hope to convey in this.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, if you ever meet someone who says that they've arrived and they're there and they're the expert, then you need to turn away. You need to run.
Heresy.
Right. You know, we are constantly learning. We're constantly seeking God in each area that we are pursuing. It's not just one thing. It's not just, you know, that hat of being a mother is just not one thing. There's so many things that go along with it. And we just want to make sure that we are putting God in the center of it all, you know? So every week we want to leave you guys with a verse to kind of just chew on and maybe commit to memory, that can help us stay. And we want you to stay encouraged. I'm reading off of this paper. I'm just going to be real with you guys right now. I'm reading off a piece of paper and I read it wrong. Okay.
We do want you to stay though. Please stay. Even if it's just one of you, just stay, hang around.
Say just one of you, please. Could it just be one of you? So just to be encouraged, throughout the week. And so it's Hebrews. No, that's not right.
Hebrews. Yeah,
it is right. I know, but I wasn't in the right spot. And I just, you know, I have not memorized it. So we're going to memorize it together, guys. And so
this is real life.
This is real life. So, Hebrews 10, 24 through 25, it says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Brittany and I prayed about this, and we wanted to, you know, start off with a verse that kind of spoke to what the theme of this podcast is. And I think that this speaks beautifully to it. We need to stick together, guys. We need to stick together. Okay. Cause doing it by yourself is just, it's not fun. And, you know, there's lots of mistakes in this too, but at least you are like hanging out with someone else who understands and isn't judging you.
Cause we've done it alone, right? Like we've done it alone.
Oh yeah.
This wasn't always this way. We've just been friends for 10 years. I've been a parent for next month it'll be 13 years. She's been a parent for 14 years in June, and we did it by ourselves. I mean, with our spouse, of course, but without another mama, we've been there, done that.
Yeah. And, you know, and the other thing is that we just want to be just an example, you know, and we're not going to be perfect, but we want to put that out there. Because a lot of times I know just talking to other mamas, they don't have someone else to talk to, or to, I don't want to say, I don't want anybody looking up to me. That's not really it, but just someone to bounce ideas off of and just to kind of talk to, because, you know, a lot of people, they look to their parents as people to bounce ideas off of. And that's, you know, for me personally, you know, my mom went to be with the Lord about 6 years ago. And so that's not, you know, I don't have that on a day-to-day basis anymore. And so it's nice to have that with Brittany and other people. So.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be good. So we just, we want to leave you guys with a prayer, and we want you to know that we truly are praying for you, and we truly do just want, we just want to be your friend. Mm-hmm. We just want to have a talk, and we just, like our intro says, we literally just want you to join the conversation, because sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. And then listening to someone else and what they go through sometimes will make you feel better. So hopefully we can do that too. So I'm going to pray for us. And we just want to thank you for being here today. Thank you for supporting our podcast. And just know that we truly do. We love you. And we're honored. We're honored that you took a couple minutes out of your day to be here with us. So dear Heavenly Father, we just love you. And we thank you so much for this day. Father God, I thank you for this podcast. I thank you for this platform. I thank you for the ability to speak and for technology. And just for good, sound minds, Lord, to come together and to do this thing that you've called us to do, which is motherhood. Mm-hmm. Lord, I just, for our listeners today, I just pray that they would be blessed. I pray that you would protect them as they go about their week. And I just pray that they would know that you love them, and that you have called them according to your purpose. Yes. And that no matter what they go through today, that you are with them. Lord, mm-hmm. we love you. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.